You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Central New York advocates for Alzheimer's disease research say a new study showing a link with blood sugar offers more insight into brain function. Scientists are interested in learning whether an increase in blood sugar is a side effect of Alzheimer's or rather if it's a precursor to the disease. Alzheimer's Association CNY chapter CEO Kathy James says it's an exciting time in Alzheimer's research.
And that study is looking at how lifestyle interventions can reduce the risk of cognitive impairment in older adults. And those interventions are things like physical exercise, a healthy diet, looking at heart health, because we know that there's a very strong correlation between heart health and brain health.
Evidence suggests the more we focus on heart health, the more we are helping our brain health as well. James says exercise and a healthy diet play a huge role in lowering the risk factors of the disease.
As well as if there are changes in cognitive functioning or memory, to have that conversation, both as a family as well as with our primary care provider.
Although there is no cure for Alzheimer's, James says medications and clinical trials help us better understand the disease. She says there is always a need for participants in clinical trials, both with and without cognitive impairment. If interested, visit alz.org for free services to link you to trials. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.